My name is Rita Koshaba. I'm 22 years old. Today is August 4th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Gabriella Odish, who is my niece. We're recording this interview in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Gabriella, do you have a nickname or yes. Do you prefer Gabby? Gabriella.
My nickname is Gabby.
Okay, no problem. Gabby, can you tell me about where you were born?
I was born in America, mm-hmm. and a hospital, and I lived in my grandma's house for 1 year and a half.
When were you born? When is your birthday?
January 27th.
What year?
2010.
Oh, okay. Who are your parents? What are their names?
Naveen and Ronnie.
Naveen and Ronnie what?
Odish.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have four.
Tell me about them. Who are they?
I am the oldest.
Uh-huh.
The second one is Chloe. She's in second grade. She's going to third.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, there is only one boy, and then my dad.
Who's the boy?
His name's Leon. He's going to second grade. He loves when our aunts come over, and he always asks them to sleep in his room with them. The next two are the smallest. One is four. Her name's Violet. She goes to preschool now.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us go swimming. Mm-hmm. Me and Chloe used to go gymnastics. Violet just went to level five.
In what?
With Leon in swimming.
Oh, okay.
Me and Chloe are in level six and the last. And the last one is Faustina. She's the littlest. She's in level three. She loves cotton candy.
Oh, she does?
And stuffed animals. And monkeys.
Okay, so you told me about all of your siblings. Tell me about any friends that you have in school.
Well, in my old school, I used to go mm-hmm. in Wood Creek. I had my friend Josie.
Uh-huh.
She's still there. She's my best friend. Then I have another of my best friend that she's best friends with too. Her name's Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Then those are the only two in Wood Creek I can remember. And then I have in this school, I'm in now Oakley Park Elementary. I have Reese, Sienna, Sienna, Elena, Alexa, Mira.
I have a Maisie, Mira.
Macy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it?
No, but I have more, but I just can't remember.
There's so many. I have a mirror in my class too. What about your teachers? What about your teachers? Who are they?
In Wood Creek, I had in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in second grade, I had me and Josie. They're the only ones I can remember for friends. And then then in kindergarten, I had my teacher named Miss Foster.
Uh huh.
Then in first grade, I had Miss Thomas?
Okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And then in second grade, I had Miss Zell. And then in this school, in third grade, I had Miss Beelis. She she was brand new this year. Last year. And then now this year, it's going to be her second year.
Mm-hmm.
The other third grade teacher is not really my teacher, but she's my social studies teacher. Her name is Miss Bauer.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping in fourth grade, I'm going to have either Mr. Bernstein, because he does jokes with Miss Bayless, and he does jokes with him. Yeah. Like, once in Miss Bayless's class, we did a conga line through his room while he's teaching math. And he keeps, like, knocking on the doors or closing the lights. And once we took his classroom for from lunch, yeah. after lunch, and then he couldn't find them, but then he came and said, everyone get out, because they were too loud. In fourth grade, I'm hoping I have Miss Smith, because instead of chairs, they have chairs or bouncy balls you can sit on.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Let's see. Do you enjoy school, though?
Not much. Only, like, I don't enjoy reading or writing if it takes too long. Sometimes I'm hungry. Like, and recess is only 20 minutes. It passes so quick because our teacher sometimes leaves us in for 5 minutes, sometimes to help. Or sometimes, like, people are being in trouble and she has to talk to them and we have to wait until she says we have to go outside.
Oh, I see. So we all have to wait for them.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, then we have barely any time.
It depends.
And then sometimes I have the full recess and it passed so quick.
I see. What type of a student are you? What kind?
I'm a good student, I'm a helpful student, and that's it.
Do you help your classmates? Do you help your teacher?
Yeah, I help my teacher mostly.
With what?
Like, sometimes her books aren't, like, in order nicely. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends sometimes help. I forgot one of my friends in Oakley Park, Gabriella. I have another Gabriella in my class that she is my friend. And then in Ms. Bauer's class, there's another Gabriella that's my friend, too.
Okay.
In Ms. Zell's class in second grade, I had a friend named Gabriella.
So many Gabriellas.
Yeah. It's a common name.
What do you do for fun in school?
When it's holidays, like Valentine's Day, not Christmas or like New Year's Eve, because we have all that off. We do for fun is, like, on those holidays, we have a party. Either our parents come, or, parents, dad or mom, or both, it doesn't matter. We have, like, we pass out presents, we get candy, we get, toys, and, we eat, mostly, like, maybe yogurt. We have some oats, and then chocolate chips and marshmallows and all kinds.
You put them together?
Yeah, in our school there's a rule that you can't bring candy in. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, for like Valentine's Day, you're only allowed to bring toys or like erasers and pencils. No candy allowed.
Maybe because of allergies?
Yeah, but Miss Bayless gives us candy. She does.
Okay.
And we miss school. It's not that fun in school it's actually very fun in school, too, because we miss so many days. When it's rainy, every single day, like, we're not supposed to miss that many days. We're only allowed to miss 5 days. Mm-hmm. If, like, it's raining or stormy, it was 9 days instead. And then like on spring break, we got spring break. School finished July 13th, and Wood Creek finished July 15th. We have Christmas break, Labor Day, Earth Day, all those kinds. We get all days off, so it's clearly like we only had like 5 weeks of school, really.
Okay. What do you do for fun outside of school, like in the house with your friends?
Okay, when Chloe's friends come over for a play date, sometimes I want my friends to come over for a play date. They would come.
What do you do?
For another thing for fun, we have a defy very close, like 30 seconds away. Like literally, you get out, drive straight, and then there it is. we go there. We went there like 3 times or 2.
Okay.
We play. We have a circle in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. like right next to my house. So me and Chloe just got brand new bikes, and we play around on the road or sidewalks around the circle. And then my grandpa's friend, he's our neighbor. So he's like our second neighbor. And he gives us candy, and then our real neighbor, like the one next door to us, has a dog named Bailey. We play with him a lot, and then our other neighbor, very close next to us, they have bird food for the birds. So we like seeing animals a lot. So we see beavers, sometimes raccoons, deer, mostly bunnies. We like doing for fun is too, we like watching on the iPad, sometimes going out to play. We always go out to somewhere like either a cousin's house or grandma's house. And one of our cousins has like a play area, so we like that a lot. And our cousins, all of them are, most of them have either one big kid and mm-hmm. then a baby or two.
Yeah.
So we really like playing with the little kids. And out of all of them, I'm mostly the oldest, except one of from like 3 of my cousins.
You're the oldest out of all of them?
Yeah, but 3 of them, like, they're a little older.
Which, you have older ones?
Yeah.
Which ones?
George.
Oh, George is older than you. That's not your first cousin, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying all cousins mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah.
And Bob's cousins, I'm not saying them, but uh-huh. Bob's cousins are, they're teenagers.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So, yeah, and we play with them, too.
Okay.
Then they're like our second, they're third cousins or second.
Third.
Yeah, they're older than us.
Do you have any favorite stories from school? Any favorite memories
from school? My teacher, Ms. Bila, she tells us a lot of stories from her and her brother or like her and her daughter. Okay. One of them is they have this, okay. So one day her brother and her mm-hmm. were going like riding on their bikes, and then there was a water, starts with a D, mm-hmm. That's what it called.
Water?
I don't know, okay. But there was a few water, and
drink?
Then they were turned. No, they okay. were turning and like kind of close by the water, and her brother wasn't looking. She turned, but he was going to the water, and then he fell in the water. His bike was on the sidewalk, and he was like, "Help me, help me!" But actually, Ms. Velas was like, "You could really try standing up." He was like, "No, no, I'm gonna drown," because he was bending his legs,
yeah.
and he was down there. But when he standed up, it's like up to his toes, or like
yeah,
me.
His ankle. Yeah,
his ankle.
What about stories outside of school, like stories with your siblings?
Well, sometimes we do scary stories, like. Sometimes we do scary stories.
Like what?
Sometimes we do shadows on the walls.
Okay.
And like, the one interviewing me, she tells us stories too.
What kind?
scary ones, but not that scary.
You want scarier ones?
Yeah, I don't like the ones you tell us. They're scary, very scary, but not too scary. I don't want just about blood.
Okay. Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie is... Well, I have like two. Mm-hmm. One of them, Home Alone. And another is... I don't really know what it's called. I think it was Penelope.
Mm.
I think. Okay. Or it was... And then another I had was like... I don't know, but it... I think it had something to do with people and stuff. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you have any plans for the summer?
This week we'll be going Traverse City with our family, the one interviewing me and like her sisters and brothers and like two of my cousins.
Mm-hmm. What are you excited? What are you gonna do there?
I'm mostly play in the water every day. We're staying there for 2 nights and 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about how is it there? You've been there before?
Yeah.
How is it?
It has bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
It there's a water park, 3 slides, actually.
Ooh.
About like 10. Two. Mm. Like 3 of them are for like bigger kids like me.
Mm-hmm.
And like Chloe and Leon. Mm-hmm. You have to at least be 6.
Okay.
If you're 5, you have to go with someone. On the yellow one, it's like a family one. I don't know if me and Chloe are allowed to go together.
Okay.
Or we have to be with someone.
An adult.
Yeah, me and Chloe are allowed to go on the blue and green one by ourselves. Everyone gets a floaty. On the yellow one, it's a big floaty and all handles.
How many can sit on it? 4?
About 4, 2.
That's fun.
Yeah. On the green and blue ones, only 2 or 1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, not 3. It's not going to fit 3.
Okay.
Yeah. The yellow one's open and the green and blue one are closed. So when you go down, you fall in the deep water. Once I fell in the deep, when I fell in the deep water, my floaty flipped over and my head was in the water. I could barely breathe.
Who got you out?
Me. I got myself out.
You know how to
out.
Swim.
Yeah, I know how to swim.
Let's see. Tell me about your uncles, aunties, your grandparents.
Okay, the one interviewing me, my aunt, she gives us like they're like foam sprayers and like you play outside with them, you spray them.
Silly string?
Yeah, silly string. She gets us Kinder Joy eggs. Kinder eggs. She gets us my other one got us blindfolds.
What's her name?
Rowat.
Mm-hmm.
She got some blindfold. She got silly string too. She gets us Kinder eggs.
Yeah.
Kinder joys, whatever. Evelyn, my aunt, she gets us lots of stuff too, like those. And when we go in Traverse City to Chuck E. Cheese, they, not you, because you've never been there, but them, they help us, like, sometimes get the stuff, like, the stuffed animals or stuff when it's a crane and you have to try to get it.
Oh, one of the games?
Yeah, it's like a button, you have to press button and there's, like, cranes and you have to try to get the toy and bring it before the time's over.
Who won any of them?
I've won lots.
Really? Who played it for you?
Me.
You played it?
But
so
she
not
helped.
One of the aunties?
No, she
oh,
helped.
Oh, I see. what about the other ones? How many do you have? How many aunties and uncles?
About 299. I don't know.
Tell me about... can you name them in order?
I'll only name the ones that are in... Rita Koshaba's family.
Mm-hmm.
Rita, Rawat, Eileen, Evneen, Adrat, and then my uncles, and that one is Haymeen, Guggy, and
Milad.
Milad.
You forgot one auntie. She left. Where is she?
Oh, Shireen, and she's a nun. Her name's Sister Lord now. She's in California now.
Okay. Do you want to see her?
No.
Why not?
California is bad. It's been on fire many times.
Oh, because of the forests?
Yeah.
Going on fire. tell me about church. Do you like going to church? Who do you see there?
I don't like going to church because it takes too long. I have nothing to do. And Faustina and Viola, they fool around a lot.
What do they do?
There's things that we can do, but they're all baby-ish. Baby books, all stuff, all of the baby stuff. And I have to sit in the baby room, and I still didn't take communion yet.
When do you plan on taking communion?
Fifth grade.
Next year?
No. Two more years.
Oh, the year after.
Yeah, okay. Because of Violet, Faustina,
yeah.
Leon, and Chloe, because they're still a little small. Leon's going to take communion in third grade. Chloe's going to take communion in fourth grade. I'm going to take communion in fifth grade, and we don't have to wait for Violet, Faustina. In fifth grade, I'm excited because we go camp for 3 days. We don't come back. We go camp for 3 days. There's bunk beds. There's girls' room and boys' room. Then breakfast. For 3 days, we can't go home. We stay in the...
Is that a school trip or a church trip?
School trip.
Oh, okay. Who's going to lead it? Do you know?
Sometimes the music teachers and art teachers sometimes come, mm-hmm. To teach art and music and gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like gym?
Yeah, actually, I like art better.
What do you draw?
I don't just draw. I do clay models. I do drawing. We do prof. To put all our stuff. It's I think profiles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We draw letters to anyone mm-hmm. who leaving the school. Mm-hmm. And other stuff. And when I'm going to go to the school trip in fifth grade, it's going to be lots of fun. But mostly I really want to be is in the, at the top of the bunk bed.
You like the top?
Yeah, I've been in Traverse City, the top of the bunk bed too.
Oh. Have you made anything from clay for your mommy? From
For Father's Day.
Oh, you
I made a bowl. Mine
well,
was
how
like
does
the
it
best.
Look like?
It's all colors mixed together.
Mm.
We can choose from four colors. Some are pink, purple, light blue, and dark blue. But they're all with stuff, and because these are the ones that for clay.
Yeah,
they're not really for paper or
yeah. I know what you're saying. They're they get shiny.
Yeah.
Gabby, if you were to leave America today, for example, how do you want your classmates? How do you want your cousins? Everyone to remember you? Mm-hmm. What would you do before you leave?
I'll give them each of my photographs because I'm famous. Each of them would have to give me one of their favorite stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
One of their favorite toys or painting or
anything.
Pillow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like those stuff.
Yeah. If you leave America, where would you want to go?
I would want to go live up in Traverse City.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Mackinac?
Yeah, Mackinac
Island.
Mm-hmm. I would want to go to Disneyland in Florida and stay there in the it's my home in Disneyland or movie theaters. Or like in Traverse City or something.
You like movie theaters?
Or the beach. Or I would live on the beach.
Did you watch any recent movies in the movie theater?
Toy Story 4 and Boss Baby 2, I think.
What was about Toy Story? What'd you like about it?
I really wanted Frozen 2 or Dora the Explorer, the human one. No, actually it's gonna when we go Traverse City, it's coming on Friday.
Okay. So when we go to Traverse City, that's when it's gonna come out?
Yeah, yeah.
So after we come back you can watch it. Or you can watch it there. Gabby, tell me about your parents, about Mama and Baba.
They give us lots of stuff. When my mom or dad goes shopping, they get like jump ropes for us, paint, not paint yet, but I really want a whiteboard, so because we already have Expo markers and we want a whiteboard to like draw or sometimes study, sometimes draw. mostly for drawing.
What else? What do you do most of the things that you do with? You do them with Baba or Mama? Your activities.
Both. Well, mostly they're just cleaning, watching TV, working or shopping. That's it.
Shopping what?
Shopping for their stuff. Never for us. Well, mostly for them. Like yesterday. They say they're gonna be quick, and they come about 3 hours or 5 hours later. And then I'm bored. But mostly our aunts get us stuff.
Who? Which ones?
You, Rawat, and Evneen.
Oh, okay. What about Adra and Eileen?
No, never. Eileen doesn't care. And Adra, she's always at work.
Or sleeping.
Yeah, or sleeping. all of you guys sleep, all of them, they sleep at 12 and wake up at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the daytime.
No, we don't.
Yeah, that's how you guys are.
But we play with you. What games do we play with you?
Nothing. You guys don't play with us.
What were some of the games we played yesterday?
I can't remember one because I don't think you guys played with us.
No, well, tell me about that.
We played freeze tag and we made up a game called zombie tag where you're a zombie and you have to try to tag them. If they tag you, you have to be a zombie with them and try to get the other people. Or sometimes in zombie tag, they have to try to get you, and if they get you, you're the zombie and not them.
What about the other one?
In freeze tag, she couldn't get me. Vita couldn't get me because I was too fast, and she kept getting Chloe and Leon. Violet didn't want to play. She kept on doing wow, and Faustina was sleeping.
What did Violet want? What game does she want to play?
Oh, Violet wanted to play this ghost game we made up where you have to hide under a blanket or blindfold and you have to try to get the people with your eyes closed.
What about the other one with the dice?
Oh, Rita made up a boring game that none of us like. It's Sunday Monday. So you have to be in a circle and you sitting down doing nothing, and you put your right hand on the bottom and your left hand on the top of the other people and it keeps going, and then you put your right hand on the other person's that's on the right, and then do Sunday, then the other person Monday, then the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. Then at Friday, you have to try to get their hand and slap it and say Saturday before they move their hand away. That's a boring game.
What's my favorite game?
Her favorite game, sleeping. Sleeping, sleeping, sleeping.
Sleeping is fun.
No, it's not. I hate sleeping. I wish it could be daytime all the time.
I know. That's fun, too. Do you like...
I've never seen one of the black moon, blue moon, or red moon. I've only seen the regular moon.
Oh, like the actual moon?
Yeah, I never see the black moon. I can see the blue and red moon if I want to, but I never see the black moon. It's too dark.
Uh-huh. I've seen the black and red back home in Iraq.
How can you see the black?
Because, like here, the weather is different because...
I know!
There's lots of clouds, so they can cover the moon.
No, there at night there's no clouds, but it's dark. Too dark in Michigan when...
There's usually clouds.
Yeah, and there's barely any stars until one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in back home...
And the black moon never comes like at 2 o'clock or something.
And back home, the weather was dry, so we didn't have any clouds. So all you would see at night is stars and the moon. So you could see everything very clearly, which was kind of interesting. Okay, thank you, Gabby. It was fun interviewing you. I got to know you more.
Some of it I was interviewing you.
Oh, you interviewed me too?
Kind of?
Okay.
kind of.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm done.
Bye.